The North Pole Podcast is brought to you by SantaUpdate.com.
From the North Pole, and welcome to the North Pole Podcast, a production of North Pole Radio News for SantaUpdate.com. My name is L. Frank Mayer of Kringle Radio. The world has been waiting, and we'll soon have a brand new app for tracking Santa Claus and their devices, and this episode of the North Pole Podcast will be all about that. Joining me for this discussion is Elf Winslow, Special Projects Manager here at the North Pole. Winslow, first a personal question for you. Last Christmas, you were a producer's assistant for our Tracking Santa show. Now you're doing special projects. How did that ever happen?
Hi, Frank. As you know, I went with Santa on a walkabout right after Christmas last year, and we talked a lot about it. When we got back to the North Pole, he just called me into his office and gave me this job.
Well, how was it you ended up being selected to go with Santa on a walkabout?
I still don't know the answer to that question. I'm not a camper or a hiker, Frank. I just got a phone call right after Christmas saying Santa was taking this trip and wanted me to come with him. I had no idea we were going to do that.
I know you wrote about that experience earlier this year for SantaUpdate.com. Would you do that again?
Well, I'd do anything Santa wants me to do. It was hard at first, to be honest, but I came to really like it. Sometimes it was cold, and sometimes it was really hard. Santa is in better shape than many people think. He can do anything, and he is a hard man to keep up with. But yeah, I'd do it again. I had all that time alone with him. Who wouldn't want that?
Okay, so you got back, and he gave you this job of the app. Why?
Again, I do not know. I'm not a computer guy, Frank. I'm a researcher. I teach college. But here I am, and I think we're going to have an app for tracking Santa this year.
I know this was work done before you got on board, Winslow, but I did not think it was close to coming. I know many, many people have been asking for this for some time.
Yes, the North Pole has had this as a project for 3 years, Frank. Before I started, they had been collecting ideas and suggestions from users about it.
Why has it taken so long?
Well, it's a very complicated thing, Frank. Phones are kind of like computers, but not really. You have to pack a lot of capabilities and make it all work in a very small screen. And every screen is different. There are billions of phones out there, and we want to make the app work on as many of them as possible.
Okay, so what's step number one?
Well, on that day when Santa called me into his office, he was looking at all these reports. And after offering me the job, he told me, "Winslow, the people want one thing mostly. They want to see the map. They want to know where I am instantly on Christmas Eve, right on their phones. That's your app. Go build it."
Interesting. So the app has the map.
Yes, the map. The whole map and nothing but the map, Frank. That's been our mantra for the past year.
Is it hard to get the map?
Well, yes, it is. We have all the data out there in the North Pole Flight Command Center. And we have no problem getting the map on the big TV screens in the center and on our websites. But getting that map quickly to a phone anywhere in the world on demand was a bigger problem.
But you got it, right?
We got it. It works. We are very happy so far with what we are seeing. A few more weeks of testing, and then I think we'll be able to release it to the public.
Will it work with all phones?
Eventually it will, but right now it will be just Android phones that it'll work with. Apple phones may be a bit longer before it's available.
Why, are they really that different?
In some respects, yes. But to be candid with you, it's an Apple thing, Frank. We are waiting on them, and that's all I will say about that.
Oh my. Does Santa know about this?
Yes, he does.
Is Apple getting coal in their stockings this year?
I don't know anything about that. Maybe Santa will give them Android phones.
That's a good point. So what else does the app do?
We're working on a couple more things for this year. First of all, it links all of our websites, which are all mobile ready. In truth, and Santa knows this too, anyone with a phone does not need the app to get to the map. to email Santa, to get the North Pole news, or to listen to you on Kringle Radio. But people just think they need an app, so we made an app.
Well, I think the radio thing is a good question, Winslow.
We agree. The app testers have told us they want the radio feed right inside the app this Christmas, so we're working hard on that. We know millions like to listen to you and Crash and others on the radio following Santa around the world, and we think we can get it done before Christmas this year.
Outstanding, yes. That show went to 119 countries last year. Millions of people, Winslow. They're counting on you.
We won't let them down. It'll work, Frank. You can take that to the bank.
So the map, the radio, and the links to all the Santa features at the various websites. What's next?
Well, we have much to learn. This is version one. We will launch it this year, watch how it performs, watch how people use it, watch how and where it is downloaded, and we'll take good notes. Then the day after Christmas, we will begin to work on version 2, and next year come out with a better app than the one we start with.
This is a very exciting project, Winslow. I'm not going to lie. I have access with my job here to get the big screen and to see all the news feeds and to interview all the people, but I will still have my phone with me to track Santa from on those 2 days. I'm pretty anxious to get it myself.
You will have it in plenty of time for Christmas this year, Frank, and we hope you will tell us how it worked and what you want to see in the newer versions when they come out.
Thank you, Alf Winslow, for the update on this project. We'll be looking for more news in this and the weeks ahead. Thanks for being with us. And that does it for this episode of the North Pole Podcast. I'm Alf Frank Murr with Alf Winslow for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.